Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Depending on when you're listening to this show, welcome to Radio Law Talk. I am Todd Kunin. I'm sitting in the big guy's chair. Sitting in Fred's chair, I feel like one of the Lannisters who's taken the Iron Throne in Game of Thrones, because Cersei was gone. If you've seen it, you get the reference. If you haven't seen that show, well, sorry. Todd Kunin here, next to me, to the usual seat of prominence.
Back
in her seat. I had supplanted her for 2 weeks because it was too difficult for me to make it around our not-so-round table. Denise Dirks, how are you?
I am well, and enjoying today. And what a gorgeous day!
A good day of a good week of lawyering this week. Did we have a good week?
I had a busy week. I was literally in court on remote or some form of remote every day.
Burning the candle at both ends and in the middle, behind the glass. Cal Hunter. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Todd. Good morning, Denise. So, was this Zoom? Do they use Zoom or Microsoft? I mean, why? How did Zoom get all this business? There are so many other opportunities for this, two-way computer talk. Did Zoom get a contract out? They were like first. Were they fast? How did
they
work?
They were fast, and it was really intuitive.
Yeah, easy.
You know,
easy
to learn and all of that. But there's other programs, like different counties use different programs.
Okay.
There's BlueJeans. There's Microsoft Teams.
But yours was on Zoom.
My trial was on Zoom.
Isn't there a half-an-hour limit or 45-minute limit on the Zoom?
If you pay for the upgrade.
Pay? Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I paid for the upgrade for the whole year because...
Yeah. No, obviously you're going to need it.
Well, I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
I just got a kick out of all the stories when they tried to get back into doing online classes with elementary schools, high schools, junior high schools, and they're doing it via Zoom. And then there were the reports that are all these security issues on Zoom. And no, they're not. If you know how to use it, you can go in and set the parameters of your Zoom chat to eliminate everything. You can set it so that people cannot comment. You can set it so that people can't hop in unless they have a password. But people weren't using that. They were just opening up. It was like a party line.
Yeah, and the schools were challenged just because they wanted to limit their audience. Whereas the courts, a lot of things are public, so they can't really limit their audience. So some courts don't have passwords, for example.
Well, here's an ironic. The reason I bring this up is up at Chico State University, they were doing a law enforcement training class. And they got Zoom bombed. Stuff you really don't want to see on Zoom. And so they had to, I don't know what they did, they had to do something to make it work okay. I was just curious about that. But that was the term the newspaper used in writing the story. You have law enforcement class Zoom bombed at Chico State. I thought, well, that's kind of weird.
Wow. Well, you can share documents, so... If you're on there, you can, push a little button and share documents so that maybe what the Zoom call was.
Well, these were unwelcome guests.
Yes.
Shall
yeah.
we say.
Yeah. I think this falls under the category of necessity, and I'm using that term very loosely, necessity being the mother of invention. So with kids now that were going to Zoom classes, they would log on and, look, if you weren't there, if the teacher called on you and you didn't respond, because you can mute you can pause your video so that only your name shows up. And so some people were, they'd log in and they go back to sleep because they're in their bedroom, right? But if you don't respond when the teacher calls on you, you're marked as absent. That happened to my son on more than one occasion. And so...
No, Dad, I was really there.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Right. I was 5 feet away, snoring. So the other day, I saw this program that you can download for your computer that works in connection with Zoom. And essentially what it does is your video feed, it actually makes your video feed look like and have the... and have the little warning, connection error, weak connection, so that when the teacher looks, they see that you're having a weak connection, and they'll go, oh, okay, the person's here, but they're having connectivity issues, so I'm not going to call on them.
The one I love the most is the lawyer that comes on as a cat. I mean, I couldn't get enough of that.
And unable to do a darn thing about it.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure out how to get rid of the cat.
That's just...
I'm really a human, Your Honor. I'm a person. I'm not a cat.
And the judge said, okay, I'm prepared to hear it. Go ahead.
That's funny.
That's just crazy stuff. But we got stuff to talk about this week. Fred, on assignment. We always miss him when he's not here, but we're working on our aim. Bad joke. Okay, so... But wish Fred happy travels wherever he's at when he gets back next week. We'll welcome him back with open arms. So if you want to participate in the show, if you have an opinion about a story that we're covering or anything like that, if you want to come in, we don't answer specific legal questions. We don't give legal advice, but we will discuss generally legal topics and things like that. If you want to give us a call, 855-LAW-RADIO, that's 855-529-7234, 855-529-7234. We'd be happy. We'd love to have you participate in the program with us. Call screeners are waiting by. I say that. Cal looks up at me with these.
Yes, operators are standing by. Call 855-LAW-RADIO.
Chief Cook and
855. So you don't forget. Call before midnight tonight. That's 855.
855. Yes. Some of the things we're going to talk about this week is, I'm going to tell you right now, this week on Radio Law Talk, we're going to cover more than a few cases that deal with constitutional rights, specifically the Fourth Amendment, how the Supreme Court works, what's going on, cases that are before the Supreme Court, cases that are coming up, cases that didn't get taken up yet. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we have pro sports are in the legal news this week. One athlete facing, criminal charges for his alleged role in an assault, but we also have information from his attorney that says, hold on a second, folks, not so fast. We also have an update on another former assistant coach who just before the Super Bowl picked up was involved in an accident. It was tragic. And we'll talk a little bit about that, but mainly we're going to talk about when does a DWI, depending on what jurisdiction you're in, when is it a felony and when is it a misdemeanor? And we'll talk about that a little bit. Also in from baseball. So we've got football, now baseball. For those of you who know Joe West, the
umpire,
probably one of the more well-known umpires in Major League Baseball. He just had a resolution to a lawsuit he filed against a former player. And we'll talk about how that worked out.
Mm.
And several other cases that we're going to discuss, but, you know, one of the biggest reasons people tune in is for case or no case. Now, Cal, I'm looking at the clock here, and I'm wondering, do we have enough time to set this up, or do you want to take it after the break?
I can tease it.
Okay.
And that is...
Tease, Cal. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so, Denise, I have a question for you.
Yes.
You have friends with dogs, do you not?
Yes, and I have dogs for friends as well.
Which dogs are the most likely to bite? Big dogs? Or small dogs?
Small.
It's correct.
Yes.
Small dogs are the most likely to bite. And coming up on case or no case, we're going to have a case that involves a small dog bite and an unusual end to it because the small dog ended up being a bad dog and a good dog all at the same time. So we'll explain on case or no case. Oh, by the way, 3 points. Remember when Fred was here, he got 3 points?
Oh.
It's going to be 3 points for y'all today. But if you get it wrong, we're taking off one. So case or no case.
You know, the irony is I'm not really a dog person.
Yeah.
But my favorite book growing up, my favorite book as a little kid, and when I find it now, I still look at it, Go Dog Go.
Oh, yeah.
Go Dog Go.
Cool.
Did you watch Lassie growing up?
No, didn't watch Lassie. You know what? I watched Where the Red Fern Grows, and that was enough tear jerking for me. So I was like, sorry, just not going to go there. You know,
what about an Old Yeller?
Oh, yeah, don't get me started.
Oh, no, please don't. No, I'm just trying to think about it. Not on Yeller. No.
The vibe of this show was just reduced by 5 points because of an Old Yeller.
And Elvis Presley singing Old Shep.
Oh, no.
Please no. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk very soon, right here. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Todd has a kitty. What does Todd's cat say? Show me the money.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
What does Todd's cat say? Show me the money. nice splicing those kitty bumps together there.
Good kitty.
All right, so for those of you that might be tuning in for the first time or didn't hear us in the first break, for those of you tuning in on new affiliates that have signed up to listen to Radio Law Talk to carry it on their stations. We do a thing called Case or No Case, where Cal tries to stump us. And we do it at the top of every hour. Cal?
All right, let me see if I can find the appropriate... There we go. Here's the open standby, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
And now, Case or No Case. We all know that some dogs bite. As Denise told you, we also know that smaller dogs are far more likely to bite than a bigger dog. In fact, I read an article where they said, if you want to get an ideal apartment dog, get a greyhound. I said, yeah, but where am I going to sleep if I live in an apartment? Anyway, be that as it may. Belinda Shelburne of Spearfish, South Dakota, learned that lesson the hard way about the small dogs biting. She was visiting her friends, Sean and Joyce Finn, in Mandan, South Dakota, to play bridge. Came up to the front porch. As soon as she opened up the door, after hearing Joyce say, come on in, little Taco, the Chihuahua, clamped onto her calf, bit her hard enough to break the skin, got beneath the dura there, and got down there and exposed the muscle, and would not let go. This dog was just not going to let go. Belinda then immediately took herself to the emergency room along with her friends because the bite was very deep, and it was bleeding pretty badly. Once there, the ER doc looked at the bite and said, this is really interesting. Joyce stood anxiously waiting as the doctor took a tissue sample and said he'll call her back the next day. So she waited. Belinda called her attorney, but the call came in on the other line as she sat on hold. The doctor call came in as she was sitting on hold with a lawyer. The doctor told her that the dog in its ferocious manners saved her life. It bit into a cancerous tumor that had to be removed immediately. Belinda clicked over to the lawyer and said, look, I know this turned out as well as it could, but their dog did bite me, and now that I know I have cancer, I will need help with my medical bills. So she said, should I prepare to sue my friends and get their insurance company involved? In fact, she says, what I'm asking you, Todd Kunin, case or no case?
You know, it's interesting. I've actually heard... and you always wonder, you hear this and you see it usually when you're watching YouTube at 1 o'clock in the morning because you can't sleep and all these crazy stories come up. But I did hear about dogs that could detect cancer. One individual who had a dog that could detect that. There are dogs that are trained to detect before a person is going to have a seizure. They can notify the dog, they bark, and so the person knows that the dog's freaking out. This is going to happen. Query whether or not that gives dogs a little bit of unwarranted power if they ever become sentient to start taking bribes on the side from the cat. But
which my dog would easily.
Oh, yes, you know, yes, right? Yes. So I'm going to say that this is an actual scenario, but it does not lead to a case because, first, I think any attorney looking at this would say, I'm sorry, you might have a cause of action for the dog bite. Depends on whether or not this is a state that gives, you know, if the dog has never bit anybody, do you get one bite at do you get one bite at the victim before it's an issue or not? But I think that given the fact that the dog bite actually led to the cancer treatment, even if they prevailed on the dog bite, I don't believe that they would get enough damages to cover cancer treatment because the cancer treatment is not a direct result, a direct injury as a result of the dog bite. It's actually, you had cancer before the dog bit you.
She figured the $15,000 would help cover expenses while she stayed at home. And that was what they were hoping to settle for, was $10,000 to $15,000.
What year was this?
1999.
Yeah, it might cover like 3 days of
99's correct. Okay,
in home medical care. So I'm going to say this is a scenario, but this is not an actual case where a lawsuit was filed.
Okay, Denise Dirks, what say you?
Well, what would she sue under? Damages, and him discovering the cancer and saving her life is a mitigation of damages, right? So, I mean, that's a possibility.
Sure.
And he exposed muscle, so clearly it was a big, bad bite.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that it's a case and that she loses.
Loses?
Yeah, wow. Because usually in a lot of states, it's a per se kind of a violation where the fact that the dog bit somebody, it doesn't matter. The dog bit somebody and it's going to be... There's going to be a case.
Oh, so if a dog bites you, it's going to go into the hopper almost.
Our insurance is going to cover it. Your homeowner's insurance is going to cover it.
Sure.
There's a little bit of a deep pocket there. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and we all know that lawyers hate deep pockets. I'm being facetious.
Yes. Yeah, you know, it's just, oh, my gosh.
So those of you who say this is not a case, who would that be? That would be Todd Kunin. Oh, Todd. Congratulations, my friends. It is a true story with different names and places, but no lawsuit was ever even considered, they said. They were very good friends. And that is case or no case. And next time, what are we going to do? The story of the red-fingered thief. That's next hour.
Does Todd get three?
Todd gets three. Got it right.
Now to let everyone know, if you haven't heard of what we do here on Case or No Case, the goal is to achieve 50 points, and usually takes us, a couple of months till we get the 50 points. And with every case or no case that Cal gives us, you can get a potential of 2 points. If you say that it is a case, you can get 1 point for saying it's a case. And then the second point can come by saying who wins that case.
The proper outcome.
The proper outcome.
Right.
Or you can get 2 points blanket if you predict it's not a case, this is something Cal made up, or it never resulted in a case, and that's an all or nothing guess, which is what I did. And today, Cal has graciously decided that instead of awarding 2 points, it will be 3 points.
That's right.
And that's why I got 3 points.
And there's one more element. If our producer actually stumps us all, he gets 2 points.
And you see, I should get a point, half a point, for every time if I stump one of you, I should get some kind of homage.
That way we can't block you. Look, folks, we're at our bottom of the hour break. If you want to participate in the show, give us a call, 855-529-7234, 855-529-7234. We will be back after these messages talking about the NFL.
Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. That's 800-493-6112.
U.S. USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Work underway to find the motive behind a deadly mass workplace shooting in Indianapolis. 8 people killed in Thursday's shooting at a FedEx facility. 19-year-old Brandon Hole ID'd as the gunman. The former FedEx employee killed by what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Investigators at Hole's home Friday seizing evidence. President Biden reacting to the shooting.
I strongly support the universal background checks, which I continue to push. The Congress has to step up and act. The Senate has to act. And I strongly support and continue and never stop supporting the ban on assault weapons and magazines that hold more than 10 bullets.
Biden calls the number of mass shootings a national embarrassment. Thousands protesting in Chicago Friday night over a deadly police shooting. 13-year-old Adam Toledo shot to death last month in the city's Little Village neighborhood. Police body cam video released Thursday shows the boy unarmed with his hands up as he shot. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. I like the Amargosa Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Welcome back to the show. Todd Kuenin sitting in for Fred Penny. And I slid one spot to my right, my usual spot, just so that I could sit in his chair. You know what? It feels the same as sitting in my other chair. I just have a better view of Cal, and that's all that's really important. As Cal flexes behind the glass. folks, before we get into the first case, I also want to remind you that our disclaimers, we're not giving legal advice here on Radio Law Talk. We talk about general principles of law. If you have an issue that needs to be addressed, the only advice we can give you is to seek out your own attorney that can have a confidential conversation with you, protected by the attorney-client privilege, and you can get legal advice specific to the issue you are facing. So, with that, if you want to participate in the show to comment generally, talk about general topics of law, 855-529-7234, 855-529-7234. We'd love to have you participate. Denise, do you follow the NFL?
Well, it depends on what you mean by follow. Well, I watch some games.
I remember Jerry Glanville, a very famous line that he had. He's yelling at some referees. Says, this is the NFL, which stands for not for long if you keep making calls like that. but the NFL, every year when the season ends, I personally start paying attention to see, okay, the season is now over. Which athlete is going to get in trouble during this offseason? And there's always at least one. And look, by getting in trouble, I mean accused of something. But, you know, look, innocent until proven guilty. Last week and the week before, we talked about Deshaun Watson, quarterback for the Houston Texans, and the legal challenges he is facing. There have been others. Last year or the year before last, Antonio Brown, wide receiver for, well, several teams, but at the time it was the Raiders. He was with them for a little bit. He was facing a lot of legal challenges. Now, one of the top defensive linemen in the NFL, Aaron Donald, plays for the Los Angeles Rams, and he is facing allegations. A criminal complaint has been filed against him by a private party. In some jurisdictions, that is allowed. Normally, criminal complaints are filed by the district attorney, but in some jurisdictions, when I lived in Tennessee, it was this way. A private citizen can come into the clerk's office and swear out a criminal complaint against somebody, and then as the DA, I had to try to make that one stick, and some of those were pretty interesting to read. But Aaron Donald is facing charges, and I believe this is, where is this? It's out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And the allegation is this, that he was at a club. There was a misunderstanding, an altercation that took place, and the alleged victim claims that he was struck in the face by Aaron Donald, and it caused a fracture, I believe, of the orbital bone. That's the bone that goes right around the eye. And essentially, the complaint.
He had a concussion.
And a concussion. And so the complaint is that he was assaulted. He was attacked by Aaron Donald. And so Mr. Donald is going to have to face that. And it just happened about a week ago, not even quite a week ago. It was the early hours of April 11th. Now, when this story broke, I watched all the news channels. And oh, my gosh, Aaron Donald's in so much trouble, and everybody's talking about this, and this could happen. And then there were people that said, look, we know Aaron Donald. This is so out of character for him, which is amazing because he is ferocious on the football field, but by all accounts had kept it when it was on the field as part of his job, right? As part of what he did. His job was to sack the quarterback. Well, yesterday, Mr. Donald's attorney has released a statement, and it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Because the statement released by Aaron Donald's attorney is, hold on, there's video evidence of what took place. And the fact of the matter is, there were other people that Mr. Donald doesn't know there was an altercation between the alleged victim and Mr. Donald. But before anything happened on Donald's part, the alleged victim swung a beer bottle at Mr. Donald, at Aaron. Aaron ducked out of the way, didn't hit him in his head. And then people, others that were around, ushered the alleged victim away before any altercation. And Aaron Donald was ushered away. And then the allegation, if this is true, it speaks to the good things that were said about Aaron Donald. Donald came back and witnessed a melee of sorts. A group of people were attacking this guy. And Donald was actually the one who went in and was pulling people off of the guy to stop the assault. It wasn't him. Now, whether or not.
So where did they get the video? Was it from the club?
I would imagine it's probably surveillance video.
It looks like it's an iPhone, you know, one of those that has the edges blurred out. So it probably is a phone being held up.
Could be.
Yeah.
So this is going to be interesting to see. Look, I get it. If the alleged victim, if I'm crediting everybody with being above board here, and if the alleged victim, Spriggs, if Spriggs did indeed suffer a fractured orbital bone and a concussion, then the question would be, if that happened, were you really able to see who it was that hit you? Because that's a significant injury.
Who threw the first punch?
Yes.
I don't think it matters, though.
Well.
Not really, because, it's all based upon force and necessary and all that stuff to protect a third person. If this group jumped in and started beating up the Spriggs guy, just because they were protecting Donald, then they overdid it. Well, some of them could be.
I think
liable.
My question is in the Aaron in that thing when he jumped in and started pulling off. Did somebody take a whack at him before he responded in kind or something like that? That would be a question I think I'd want to answer. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I just feel like it's not Donald that hit him. From what we're hearing from his attorney, it sounds like there was a group of people that were actually beating him.
The only criminal complaint that's been filed has named Aaron Donald as the defendant.
Oh, you're kidding.
So that's it. It's just Aaron Donald has been named as the defendant in this criminal complaint. And so from my perspective, if that's based upon what the victim thought he saw, again, you got a concussion, you got a fractured orbital bone. If there were a lot of people around, you might not have specifically seen, been able to see who hit you. But if the video shows that Donald didn't hit him, that Donald left after the alleged victim swung a beer bottle at him and then came back to pull people off of the victim to help essentially try to protect him, I don't see this case going very far as far as the case against Aaron Donald. But we'll follow. I mean, look, this is it's not even a week old. And so we have this stuff back and forth. It's going to be one that's going to be fun to follow.
And this raises another great question, just a general question, and that is many times the video clips that we see lack context. They don't show the very beginning of the incident. You know, by the very end, they hang out and show people running away. This one does. I'm watching it again. There's no how do you know where it really began? You can't tell. And I think that's always a problem. If you want to tell a story, you can do it with video. It's pretty easy if you get to edit it. Right?
You know, you make an interesting point. I remember when I was a district attorney, I saw a video and they showed it to us. And the idea was here about not jumping to conclusions.
Right.
And in this case, there was a guy who was walking, it was at night, was walking away from law enforcement. They were trying to stop him. And as he's walking away, and it's from the officer's body cam that is right behind him, as the guy is walking away, it looks like the guy is doing absolutely nothing. And the officer opens fire, shoots him in the back. And you look at that video and you think, oh my gosh, right? But then there was another video taken perpendicular from the right side of the person that was walking away. And what you couldn't see in the first video was that the guy walking away actually was holding a gun underneath his right armpit and was firing backwards at the officer who was behind him.
Wow.
Firing shots. You couldn't see it from the perspective of the body cam of the officer behind him. That just leads to more context as to what was going on. The officer was returning fire, and
thank
you're right.
Thank you for making my point.
Yeah, and you're right. You don't always get the context. I would be curious to see what the surveillance video, if there's any, would show in this instance. Because when it's from private cell phones, you also wonder, did anybody cut anything out? You know, is it editable?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
True.
You can tell any story with video you
Photoshop.
Want. If you're the editor, you can do whatever you want, right?
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, that's going to be something to see. And I think that the bouncers of the place probably got involved at some point.
They might have. They might have. I didn't read anything about that, but that might very well be the case. But it's just getting started, so we'll follow this one as it goes forward. Let's really quickly, we'll pick this one up a little bit after we come back. Sticking with the NFL, the former assistant coach for the Kansas City Chiefs and son of the head coach, Britt Reid, is now facing criminal charges in Missouri, Jackson County, Missouri, for the injuries caused as a result of the vehicle accident he was in just before the Super Bowl, the week before the Super Bowl. And when we come back, we'll talk about what charges he's facing, and then talk generally about that specific class of offense, and when is it a felony, when is it a misdemeanor. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. You want to join in, 855-529-7234. It's 855-529-7234. Look forward to your calls.
This is Radio Law Talk, heard every Saturday, 9 to noon, live, Pacific Time. And so we stream it live on Radio Law Talk then, live on many radio stations, and by delay, by podcast, anytime you wish.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Concussion Medical.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Are you serious?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penning.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Frederick Penny on assignment, Todd Kuhnen filling in for him here. So when we went to the break, we teased a little bit about the traffic accident and the results of the incident that occurred in Kansas City, Missouri, involving at the time, the outside linebackers coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, who was also the son of the head coach. The individual in question, Britt Reed, is the son of Andy Reed, the head coach of the Chiefs.
Was he assistant coach?
Yes, he was. He was an outside linebackers coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh. And just before the Super Bowl, about a few days before the team left Kansas City to fly down to Tampa to prepare for the Super Bowl, Britt Reed was involved in an automobile accident near the stadium, Kansas City Chiefs Stadium. It was off-ramp. There was a car pulled over to the side of the road. Another car was there as well, rendering assistance. And Britt Reed was driving a vehicle and plowed into the two cars that were on the side of the road. A little girl was severely injured. Multiple people were injured, but one in particular.
Five-year-old
who is still suffering tremendously as a result of that accident. Injury suffered as a result of the accident. and a DUI investigation started because, according to police reports, Mr. Reed, Britt Reed, had admitted that he took Adderall and he'd had some alcohol to drink earlier. So they pulled the black box out of the vehicle and checked to see how fast Mr. Reed was going. And I believe the report was he was going 83.9 miles per hour.
Oh, my heavens.
Impact. This is on an off-ramp.
That's going on an off-ramp, not an on-ramp?
An off-ramp. So he was coming off of the freeway, coming up on an off-ramp to, you know, eventually come to a stop and go, by all accounts, to go to the stadium when he his vehicle collided with the others. And they also tested his blood alcohol level, and according to the recent criminal complaint that's filed, they're alleging that his blood alcohol level came back at a .16, which is twice the legal limit. And so he is charged with felony driving under the influence. And we'll follow this to find out what happens, and it's a tragic case, especially for the victim. In the victims in this case, I mean, little girl, 5-year-old, who's going to have significant health issues in the near future, and hopefully it's not long-term, but we'll have to see.
Yeah, we talked about the black box in the car previously related to
Tiger Woods. That's right.
And apparently it has amazing information that's very helpful.
And also, apparently 80 miles an hour is not an unusual speed for celebrities to drive in SUVs, 80-plus, because Tiger Woods was going over 80 when his accident occurred.
That's correct. Tiger was going...
Allegedly, yeah.
All of the... You know, before they had the black boxes in cars, and they still use accident reconstructionists, but before you could get that information from a black box, an accident reconstructionist would come out, and if the investigation was done properly, it's all limited by how much information you get from the initial investigation, but an accident reconstruction expert can... I don't want to use the word reverse engineer, but they can estimate,
reconstruct
what a person's speed was based upon skid marks, based upon how long a skid mark goes. What they would do is, let's say a vehicle that's moving hits a vehicle that is stopped. What they do is they would measure the skid marks of the stopped vehicle to see how far it was pushed, and then they could go ahead and take a look and say, okay, if it was this distance, that equates to a speed of this much based upon the weight of the vehicles involved. They also can look at manufacturing data, because some vehicle manufacturers, if not most, release data about crumple zones on vehicles, saying, look, if it was pushed in this far, it equates to this kind of an accident. And they can do all this stuff. But when the black boxes came out, when they started installing those in cars, that ended up doing a lot of work. Now the guesswork, for example, about how fast Mr. Reed was allegedly traveling, well, that's just contained in the black box, 83.9 miles an hour. You don't have to, I mean, obviously you want to look at the skid marks and stuff like that, but this corroborates those findings. But a big question that I get, because I do criminal defense, a big question that I get is, when is a DUI a misdemeanor and when is it a felony? I had a client come in, a prospective client come in not too long ago. It was a high blood alcohol case. I think it was well over a .20. And the individual was really worried that because the alcohol level, that it was going to be charged as a felony and not a misdemeanor. And it was, you know, it's really high. Are they going to hammer me because this is a felony? Are they going to charge me with a felony? Mind you, no prior criminal history with this person at all. And the answer is, you know, your blood alcohol level could be 5 times illegal. Look, if your blood alcohol level gets to like a 0.5, you're in a coma, you're probably dead. All right. Even 0.4 and above is pretty rare for someone to even be minimally functioning because of the effect that it has on
your nervous system
and what have you. But let's say somebody has a 0.40, but they're still functioning. They're behind the wheel of a vehicle. It's their first offense. Guess what? It's a misdemeanor. The only thing
in California,
in every state.
Oh, really?
Yes. The only thing that makes a DUI a felony, there's two conditions. One is if when you pick up the DUI, this is California, I think this is uniform for all states. If you pick up the DUI, and at the time you pick up the new DUI, you have 3 prior DUIs within a 10-year period. This would be your 4th DUI in 10 years. It's a felony. Okay? You pick up 4 DUIs in 10 years. You know, look. There are people who are devastated and ashamed when they pick up one. To go back and do it three more times in 10 years, that's pretty significant. So that's one. The only other way that a DUI can really be a felony without the number of the required number of priors is if the driving resulted in an accident and the accident resulted in the injury or death of somebody else. And it's really dependent upon the severity of the injury. Look, if a person's got a .16 DUI and they hit another vehicle, and the person in the other vehicle is not harmed at all, gets a scratch, and it's something that, you know, 2 or 3 days you can't even see the scratch, well, that's technically an injury, probably not going to be a felony, but it could still be alleged, and they negotiate it down. But if there's no other injuries, absent injury or death to another individual, it's going to be a misdemeanor DUI, regardless of the blood alcohol level. So that is a general answer to that question. I get that all the time.
So what about personal damage, personal property damage? Does that matter?
So if let's use a hypothetical. I'm driving. I have a .16 blood alcohol level, and I plow through somebody's front yard, and I take out, say, and I drive my car through the corner of their house, causing $50,000 damage. Add as many zeros as applicable to wherever you live to make this one apply. So the question there is,
in the San Francisco Bay Area, is $5
million. $5 million,
damage.
Exactly. Right, right. So your question, Denise, is, let's say that happened. I have no other prior criminal history. Does the fact that I caused the damage in that amount make it a felony?
Yeah, that's my question.
Only if I flee the scene. If I flee the scene, yes, it can be a felony hit and run. Even if I leave the car there, I just take off, right?
Got it.
That could be felony hit and run with property damage because there's a certain amount. But if I don't leave the scene and I stay there, well, it's not hit and run because I stayed. It's not vandalism because I didn't intend to do that act. I don't have the specific intent. I didn't have the intent to vandalize somebody's property. This was an accident. There's really no other theory. The only way that could be a felony is, again, if somebody was sitting in that corner room when I plowed through the side and they got injured, well, then, yes, that could be a felony.
Got it.
What about a pet or something like that, and it has to be a human injury?
Only if it's a cat.
But, I mean, you know.
No, because
that's personal property.
Well, you would look at it, you know, somebody might be saying, well, what about cruelty to animals? Yeah, it's got to be willful cruelty to animals.
You have to have an intent.
So you have to have that intent, and you just don't have it there.
But it used to be under California law, if you got in a car and you decided to take a spin while you were intoxicated, that was intent. That was enough, because they could charge you with vehicular manslaughter in the event of that. But I don't see that happen very much anymore.
Well, now, if you look at the plea forms for DUI in California, and look, every state is different, but in California you look at the plea form, and the defendant, when they plead to a first-time DUI, has to sign this advisement. It's called a 23-593 advisement, which says, I understand that if I drink and drive at any point in time in the future and I get in an accident and somebody's killed, I can be charged with murder. It's a second-degree murder. And that can happen. That can happen.
There was a gentleman in Red Bluff who struck a woman and took the woman's life with his vehicle. And because he did not receive the warning in driving school last time, he was not charged with vehicular homicide.
Absolutely. I have seen those cases. It's difficult sometimes to prove, but not if they signed it on a plea form. Folks, we're done with our first hour. But you stick around for the second hour coming up. You want to participate, 855-529-7234.
This is Radio Law Talk. We'll be back. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.